R2 shrilled in dismay. But Luke had no time to comfort the droid now. His straight-line course had suddenly become an arc, a sort of pseudo-orbit, with the Star Destroyer playing the role of planet at its center. Unlike a true orbit, though, this one wasn't stable, and as soon as the Imperials got another beam focused on him, the circle would quickly degenerate into a tight inward spiral, a spiral whose endpoint would be inside the Star Destroyer's hangar bay. He dropped the shields, throwing full power once again to the drive, knowing full well it was most likely a futile gesture. And he was right. For a second, the beam seemed to falter, but it quickly caught back up with him. Such a relatively minor change in speed was too small to follow up the beam's tracking equipment. But if he could find a way to arrange a more major change in speed...
Unidentified starfighter.
The harsh voice was back, unmistakably gloating this time.
You have no chance of escape. Further efforts will merely damage your vehicle. You are ordered to power down and prepare to dock.
Luke clenched his teeth. This was going to be dangerous, but he'd run out of choices. And he'd had heard stories of this working at least once before. Somewhere. R2, we're going to try something tricky, he called to the droid. On my signal, I want you to reverse trigger the acceleration compensator. Full power. And bypass the cutoffs if you have to. Something warbled from the control panel, and he risked a quick look at the scope. His curving arc had brought him right to the edge of the interdictor's gravity projection. R2, now! And with a scream of horribly stressed electronics, the X-Wing came to a sudden dead stop. There wasn't even enough time for Luke to wonder what aboard his ship could possibly have made a scream like that before he was again thrown, even harder this time, against his harness. His thumbs, ready on the firing buttons, jabbed down hard, sending a pair of proton torpedoes lancing forward. Simultaneously, he pulled the X-Wing upward. The Star Destroyer's tractor beam, tracking him along his path, had momentarily gotten lost by his sudden maneuver. If the computers guiding that lock would now be considerate enough to latch onto the proton torpedoes instead of him... And suddenly, the torpedoes were gone, leaving behind only a wisp of their exhaust trail to show that they'd been snatched off their original course. The gamble had succeeded. The Star Destroyer was now steadily pulling in the wrong target. We're free, he snapped to R2, throwing full power to the drive. Get ready for light speed. The droid trilled something, but Luke had no time to look down at the computer scope for the translation. Realizing their error and recognizing there was insufficient time to reestablish a tractor lock, the Imperials had apparently decided to go for a straight kill. All the Star Destroyer's batteries seemed to open up at once, and Luke suddenly found himself trying to dodge a virtual sandstorm of laser fire. Forcing himself to relax, he let the Force flow through him, allowing it to guide his hands on the controls the way it did his lightsaber. The ship jumped once as a shot got through. In his peripheral vision, he saw the tip of his dorsal starboard laser cannon flash and disappear into a cloud of superheated plasma. A near miss burned past overhead. Another, closer, scorched a line across the transparasteel canopy. Another warble came from the scope. They were clear of the interdictor's gravity shadow. Go! Luke shouted to R2. And with a second, even more nerve-wrenching electronic scream from behind him, the sky ahead abruptly turned to star lines. It made it.